We continue our learning. Lili Nishmas, Helen Bas Lea, Susan Bas Lea, David Ben Menachem Moshe, Nechem Yaakov, and Pinchas Leo. We are in Bava Metzia, Perek Hei, Mishnah Yud Aleph. The Elu Overin Belo Tase, the following people, with respect to Ribbis, where a loan is made with interest, these are the people who violate negative commandments because of the Ribbis. Hamalve, the lender, Vahalova, the borrower, Vahareva, guarantor, Vahaedim, and even the witnesses who sign on the halva, who sign on that on the document on the shtar, the chachamim omim, the chachamim they add on afas sofer. Even the sofer who wrote this shtar halva violates isurim when it comes to a shtar halva written with ribbis. Question is, what Torah violations are violated by each of these people? So the Mishnah says like this: over mishum lo sitain. So it says, es kas becha lo sitain lo b'neshech, uver marbis lo titain achlecha. The Rambam claims that that's actually too lavin. So there's a violation of lo sitain, not to give. Umishum bal tikach meimo, which is the pasuk, al tikach meito neshech vitarbis. You should not take from him interest. Umishum lo tihi lo kinosheh, where the pasuk says that person should not act towards him like a creditor. That's where the malve beribis puts pressure on the lova to pay back when it's time, and the lova in fact tries to do as best as he can, so he doesn't have to pay back any more ribis. Umishum velo tisimun alav neshech, don't place upon him neshech, which is biting, which is a word for interest. Umishum velifnei iver lo sitein michshol v'yoreisa melokech ani Hashem. And lifnei iver, putting a stumbling block in front of a blind person. Now the Gemara says that not every one of these people violates all of these isurim. The Gemara says the malveh violates all of them. All the lavin that we have here in the Mishnah, that we mention, Bal Tikach, Lo Tiekanosher, Lo Simonam Neshach, etc. The Lover violates Lo Sashich Le'achicha, where the Gemara, that's a pasuk in Parshas Ki Seitze, what's Lo Sashich Le'achicha? The way the Gemara understands it is Lo Tigrom She'achicha Yishoch Osach, which is Lo Sashich Le'achicha is on the Lover. Don't set up a situation, don't trigger the situation where your friend is going to charge interest from you. So the Lover violates Lo Sashich La'achicha, and the Pasuk U'la'achicha Lo Sashich, and Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol, because he, by being willing to pay interest, he's causing the Malva to violate the Isser of Ribbis as well. So the Malva violates everything on the list in the Mishnah. The Lover violates three, Lo Sashich, Lo U'la'achicha Lo Sashich, and Lifnei Iver. The Arev and the Edim, the guarantor of the loan, and the Edim only violate Lo Sisimun Alav Neshech. And according to the Chachamim, who add the Sofer on, he also violates Lo Sisimun Alav Neshech. Because the Lo Sisimun means to place of the Neshech, means to be the ones who are putting together the star, so to speak, in order that the Neshech can take place. We begin now the sixth parak, Parak Vav, Mishnah Aleph. Hasocher es ha'umanim, a person who hires workers. V'hitu ze'ezeh, and they mislead one another. The hitu, like we're taught to make a mistake, they cause each other to make a mistake. We'll have to see what that means in a moment. Ein lahem ze' al ze' el ataromes. All they have, one upon the other, is a complaint, is resentment, but no legal action can be taken. What are we speaking about? The Gemara says that it's really, what does it mean the poel and the workers misled each other? Let's say they give the following example. The balabayis, the one who hired them, says to one of the workers, listen, I want you, I'm putting you in charge, to hire workers for me, and I'm going to pay them four dinar for the day. And what did he do? He hires them for three zuz, for three dinar. And then they find out that, it was the balabayis really was willing to pay them four dinar. So what happens here? Ein lahem ze al ze ela taromas. All they have is a complaint. They accepted and were willing to accept the work for 3 dinar per day, so the Baal Bais doesn't have to give them 4, even though he was willing to do so. They were willing to do it for 3. And all they have is a complaint and resentment against their friend, that guy who hired them out, the fact that he prevented them from gaining an extra dinar per day. That's one explanation that we have in the Gemara. Another explanation is, it means what hitue zez, and not in terms of the salary, but rather the workers decided before they started working, they agreed to whatever it is, they weren't paid anything, didn't sign anything, they decided, you know what, we decided not to work, we're going to work somewhere else. Or the Baal Habayis says, you know, I decided to hire someone else out. So, that's before the avoda they started working. So that's not nice. But nonetheless, all they have upon each other is taromes, is a complaint, is resentment, but no legal action can be taken. Said the Mishnah, Sachar eshachamar veshakadar, a person who hired a donkey driver, a person who hired a kadar, or some people say it's really karar, which is a baal karon, person who drives a caravan. And what did he hire him to do? To schlep things. Lahavi piryaf, piryafarin, which is pieces of wood. They're going to make with that, you make an apiryon, this special type of chuppah. V'chalilim lakala, or you hire these guys to schlep in order to bring flutes for a chasan and kala, olemeis, or let's say they're using flutes, which they normally did customarily. They use flutes as a hespade. So upoalim, or let's say you hired workers, lahalos pishtanu min amishra, to take the flax out of where it was soaking, and if you don't take it out, it gets ruined. V'chol davar she'aved, and anything that potentially there could be a financial loss if it's not done in the proper time. V'chazru bahen, and they change their mind. I'm not schlepping for you. I'm not bringing the donkey. Now you lose out on that business. You're supposed to provide for the wedding, the musicians for the wedding, the instruments for the wedding, and now the guy says I'm not doing it for you. So says the Mishnah. Makom she'ein sham adam. If you don't find other workers to do the job for you, then socher alehen, then you have the right to hire other workers, which means even for more expensive. And these workers who decided not to work for you, who you hired, and now said, "No, I'm not doing the job," it's their responsibility to pay the extra money for the workers you needed to hire. Oh, mat'an. Or another possibility is, you, let's say, maybe don't find other workers to hire for, you don't want to pay more money, or what you say is like, okay, you know what, you know, you stay, you work, you schlep for me, you work for me, you take the flax out of the water, whatever it is, you schlep the flutes to the wedding, etc., and I'll pay you more, I'll pay you double. You can say that, and then when they say, okay, no, we did the job, I'm ready to be paid, you can pay them what you promised them to begin with. So, socher alein, you can either hire other workers instead of them at a higher price, and they have to pay that extra, or you can matan, you can mislead them by claiming you're going to pay them more, but just pay them what you paid, we plan to pay them in the beginning when they accepted the job. Perek Vav, oh, that's the end of the Mishnah.